Joining us in studio from Main Jewelry and Art, Amanda Coburn is here. Amanda, thanks so much for coming in.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Was it family pressure that got you here? Is that a big chance to be on the show?
Yeah, basically. Carrie can't get enough of me.
He mentioned that several times. Yeah, he said, more reasons to get Amanda here. But this is a good one to talk about the Sidewalk Art Festival. We're so excited to have that coming back on July 13th this year.
Yes, I'm excited to have it back, too. It's been, close to 10 years, I think, since they've
had it. Has it been that long?
Yeah, since they've had it downtown. They do the Art Walk every summer, but the big Sidewalk Art Festival that WLBC2 used to run no longer does it. So we decided to bring it back this year.
Well, that's great. So for anybody who doesn't know or doesn't remember, can you explain a little bit about what people will see and what it's all about?
Well, it used to be in Pickering Square down there where they would set up all kinds of artists from the greater Bangor area and all over Maine, really, in fine art and fine craft. And they would show their work for the day, and people, the public, could come through and appreciate and purchase. And we decided this year when we bring it back, we're going to bring it back with a bang, and we're going to have live performances, and we're going to have a public graffiti mural, and we have fire dancers, and we have a demonstration tent. We have all kinds of fun activities planned. It's going to run from the Bangor Public Library all the way down Harlow Street towards State Street, and then also on Exchange until the Bangor Arts Exchange.
So we're at the point right now where what the Downtown Bangor Partnership is looking for, first of all, are artists who would like to be a part of this.
Yes, absolutely. We still have quite a few spaces available for artists who'd like to show their work that day. It's only $50 to be a part of it, and we have the applications either on the Downtown Bangor website, or you can pick them up at my shop, Main Jewelry and Art, or if you email Betsy Lundy, who is fielding all the questions and information about the event, her email address is betsy.lundy@bangormaine.gov, or you're welcome to shoot me an email too. It's acoburndesigns@gmail.com. And we can forward that to you via email as well.
And of course, the best thing, look, if you can paint, that's great, but different kinds of art.
Yeah,
would be
lots
really
of different
awesome.
Things. Yeah. We have a lot of fine art painters in watercolor, oil, acrylics, and, you know, we're always welcoming more of those as well. But, you know, also the funky stuff that you don't see very often, sculpture, steampunk art, anything. We're accepting all artists, makers, designers. We're looking for, you know, things that, you know, require skill and design, and we're just excited to encompass lots of different types of arts this year.
Well, and I think back when this was originally going back in the day, there weren't a lot of things happening downtown. The Sidewalk Arts Festival was one of those small handful of events that occurred downtown over the course of the summer. But now our downtown is so vibrant. There's so much going on. And it's so great to have this back when now I feel like there's a great cultural scene that's already established.
Absolutely.
Down
over the last 10 years, downtown Bangor has done so much for the arts community. In the downtown businesses, there's just so much always going on. If you ever want, you know, a fun afternoon or evening, just you can always find something going on in downtown Bangor.
Well, and we love to promote downtown businesses and talk about everything they're doing. Eric Mahon from Bangor Wine and Cheese, one of them, will be here in a little bit to talk with us as well, as he does every week. Again, the date for this is the 13th of July. When would you like to have everything wrapped up in terms of your vendors?
I mean, as soon as possible, really. We have a limited number of spaces, but, you know, there still is room for more. I would really like to have everything wrapped up by at least the middle of July. Or excuse me, the middle of June, ideally.
Yeah, middle of July, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, if we still have spots for you after that, we're not going to turn anybody away.
For anybody who doesn't know, can you talk a bit about the mural project, too? This is such a cool thing.
Oh, yeah. There are so many downtown wheat paste murals. Anyway, we decided that we wanted to do something during the fest, so we're going to set up a big wall in one of the little parks along the route, and the public is welcome to come through and add their creative touch.
Well, it's such a great family event too, because not only do you get to see art, but you get to talk to the artists as well.
Oh, absolutely. And there's also going to be a lot going on at other downtown shops and studios during that time as well. It's not just what's going on the main corridor of the festival. Downtown is going to be just kind of booming with activity that day.
Fantastic. Well, circle that day on your calendar, July 13th. And if you or anybody else you know is a talented artist and would like to display their works, it's a great opportunity. The Downtown Bangor Sidewalk Art Festival is back. Get in touch with you can get in touch with Amanda at Main Jewelry and Art. You can talk to Betsy Lundy. Reach out to her again. Her email, betsy.lundy@bangormaine.gov.
There's also on Facebook, just do a search for Sidewalk Art Festival. The event is there as well.
And on the Downtown Bangor website, too.
So awesome.
You should be able to find it.
Right. No excuse for not knowing. So get out there and participate. It's going to be great fun. Amanda, thanks so much for coming by and telling us more about it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rich. And Carrie.
And Carrie, too. Yes. Yeah, grudgingly.